Air Liquide announces its strategic plan for 2025. I'll dive into it and give you my assessment on today's Hydrogen Podcast.
So the big questions in the energy industry today are, how is hydrogen the primary driving force behind the evolution of energy? Where is capital being deployed for hydrogen projects globally? And where are the best investment opportunities for early adopters who recognize the importance of hydrogen? I will address the critical issues and give you the information you need to deploy capital. Those are the questions that will unlock the potential of hydrogen, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Paul Rodden, and welcome to the Hydrogen Podcast.
In a press release on March 22nd, Air Liquide presents ADVANCE, its new strategic plan for 2025 combining financial and extra-financial performance. The announcement places sustainable development at the heart of its strategy and combines financial and extra-financial performance, with a strong business model which has proven its resilience with innovation capacity and its technological know-how, the group is particularly well-positioned to continue its growth trajectory while contributing to respond efficiently to major economic, environmental, and social challenges. According to Benoît Potier, chairman and CEO of Air Liquide, in a world transformed by the COVID epidemic and marked by a geopolitical crisis whose dimension of humanitarian disaster is overwhelming, we have to act today, but also keep preparing for the future. With ADVANCE, financial performance as well as environmental and societal performances are combined in our objectives. For Air Liquide, building the future means delivering strong financial results, as it is a condition to our durability and our ability to invest in the future. But it also means to act as a leader in decarbonization of the industry, to promote progress through technological innovation, and to act for all. With ADVANCE, Air Liquide is opening a new chapter of its history by linking inseparably growth and sustainable future. Now, to achieve a comprehensive performance, ADVANCE is structured around four priorities. The first, to deliver a strong financial performance. Now, with ADVANCE, Air Liquide is taking action today while preparing for the future. It is rising up to an ambitious challenge, which is to maintain its growth momentum while pursuing its CO2 emission reduction targets and investing in the markets of the future. Now, three objectives define their ambitions when it comes to performance. The first is an acceleration in sales growth, reaching a pace of 5-6% on average per year. The second is a return on capital employed of more than 10% starting from 2023. And thirdly, a reduction of their CO2 emissions in absolute terms starting around 2025. So to achieve this, they're going to rely on the optimization of their capital resources and on the improvement of their operating margin. The latter will improve by more than 160 BPS over 4 years by acting on several levers: a dynamic pricing policy, regular efficiencies, and an active management of their portfolio of activities. Now, at the same time, investment decisions will be increased to a record level to reach about 16 billion euros over the 2022 to 2025 period, half of the industrial investments being dedicated to the energy transition. On average, the annual amount of industrial decisions increases by 45%. So to their second priority, which is decarbonizing the planet. With ADVANCE, Air Liquide confirms its leadership in the decarbonization of the industry and in the emergence of a low-carbon society in which hydrogen plays a decisive part. The CO2 reduction emissions is a major challenge for the large players of the industry and for the heavy-duty mobility. This represents a pool of opportunities for Air Liquide. So to address this huge market and to accompany its large industry customers in their path to decarbonization, the group has a large portfolio of technological solutions and services. It notably includes supply of low-carbon gases, CO2 capture and management, as well as solutions to transform their customers' individual processes. The group is committed to decarbonizing its own assets, with the objective to start reducing its CO2 emissions in absolute terms around 2025, within the context of its sustainable development objectives. Air Liquide aims to reduce by a third its emissions by 2035 and to reach carbon neutrality by 2050, while supporting its customers in their decarbonization process. The third priority is technological innovation to open new markets. Again, with ADVANCE, Air Liquide is aiming to contribute to the development of key sectors for the future, where it intends to reinforce its positions, leveraging on innovation and technology, two major assets of the group. The group will focus on five new markets, the first being hydrogen mobility, and notably heavy-duty mobility, with a very high potential market, where they have a leading position in which low-carbon hydrogen will play a key role. The second is electronics, where the digital revolution represents a real development opportunity and will strengthen their leadership position. The third being healthcare, in which their value-based approach, which improves quality of life for the patient as well as the best cost for the health system, responds to major societal issues. The fourth is industrial merchant, whose growth is driven by environmental challenges and by new usages, which is notably digital. And lastly, high technologies, including space, deep cryogenics, and the quantum industry. And number four on the list of priorities is acting for all. In the context of Advanced, Air Liquide aims to include the perspective of its direct stakeholders as well as those of society at large. Concretely, this means fostering employee engagement and the development of their skills through the implementation of new ways of working in a safe and inclusive and collaborative environment. This also means reinforcing their customer-centric culture to better acknowledge, anticipate, and support their needs by the continuing profound transformation already underway to better serve their patients. All right, so a pretty major announcement from one of the biggest players globally in hydrogen. So let's see if we can't break this down a little bit and go through some of these objectives one by one. So their first objective being a strong financial performance. And under that, they essentially had three objectives, which is a sales growth of 5 to 6%, a return on capital of over 10%, and then decreasing their CO2 emissions starting at 2025. Well, let's think about the sales growth for starters. I think 5 to 6% on average per year is going to be pretty easy, especially looking at how much hydrogen is advancing year over year. But what about the next one? A return on capital employed of greater than 10% by 2023 and on from there. Well, from everything that I've been hearing about Air Liquide investing in technology, I think their software developments and improvements can really reduce their CapEx and their OpEx, meaning a higher return on capital going forward. So yes, I can see 10% being achievable by next year. And lastly, the CO2 emissions reduction. This is really the goal of everyone in hydrogen right now, or I should say the goal of every legacy hydrogen operator historically moving forward. They talk about reducing their emissions on CO2 starting at 2025, but ultimately their goal is to be carbon neutral by 2050, which is obviously in alignment with the Paris Accords. Now, I'm sure they'll figure out several ways to reduce their CO2 emissions, but what I do know is that traditional gray hydrogen is very expensive to transition to blue. And so if CCUS is going to play a big factor in this, I would expect to see quite a ramp up in CapEx for decarbonizing their legacy plants. And that really does lead us into their second objective, which is decarbonizing the planet. Now, as big as Air Liquide is, their efforts to decarbonize the planet really could have a substantial impact. Now, they've stated that they want to reach a 33% decrease of its Scope 1 and Scope 2 CO2 emissions by 2035 compared to 2020. Now, ultimately, what that means is that the group is going to maintain their current objective to reduce by at least 30% their carbon intensity in kilograms of CO2 per euro spent in EBITDA in 2025 compared to 2015. Now, to do this, they do list three things that they're going to try to do to accelerate this effort, which includes tripling its turnover in order to reach more than 6 billion euros by 2035 and accelerating their hydrogen development. They also want to reach that goal by investing approximately 8 billion euros in low-carbon hydrogen supply chain by 2035. They're also aiming to expand their electrolysis capacity to 3 gigawatts by 2030. And so what that tells me is that they're looking to advance quite more substantially in green hydrogen or electrolysis-derived hydrogen much more heavily than in the past. And really, the last thing I'll cover on this is that third objective, which is fostering progress through technological innovation. Now, I covered a little bit of that in that I think that a lot of technological innovation is going to drive down their CapEx and OpEx. But they're also looking at five new markets, the first being hydrogen mobility. Now, I don't think that's going to be a surprise to anyone in the hydrogen industry that one of the biggest suppliers in the world of hydrogen is looking at hydrogen mobility. It's the lowest hanging fruit, and honestly, one that needs to be addressed. Now, the other markets being electronics, healthcare, industry, and space. a lot of people have talked industry, and for good reason. Heavy industries such as cement, steel, aluminum, things like that, can really utilize hydrogen to decarbonize their work. And so if Air Liquide puts a lot of its force behind getting hydrogen to those markets, I think the world will begin to see just how beneficial hydrogen is in decarbonizing those heavy, heavy industries. Okay, so all in all, it looks like a really good plan to me. Now, here in the U.S., they're well-positioned geographically to really have all of these objectives take a good foothold. And I think they're also positioned well in Europe. All right, that's it for me, everyone. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns about today's episode, come and visit me on my website at thehydrogenpodcast.com. Or you can always email me at info@thehydrogenpodcast.com. I would really love to hear from you. And as always, take care, stay safe. I'll talk to you later. Hey, this is Paul. I hope you liked this podcast. If you did and want to hear more, I'd appreciate it if you would either subscribe to this channel on YouTube or connect with your favorite platform through my website at www.thehydrogenpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. I very much appreciate it. Have a great day.